in places like Colombia and Peru, not only in those two countries, but also in other countries, the multinationals operate not only with the military support of some certain governments, but also with their own militias. And in the case that you are referring to, this was actually the protest of the indigenous peoples, because, you know, mining and exploration for energy resources are often done in this kind of territories. And the U.S. Peruvian free trade agreement was greeted by this extraordinary, well, it's been a long protest, but the more immediate reason for this particular one that you are referring to was that legislation in 11 contexts were demanded of the Peruvian government to implement the U.S. free trade agreement. And as you will know, in the pursuit of the free trade agenda, when one entity like the U.S. has an agreement with, in this case, Peru or Colombia, when the European Union negotiates, they demand parity with this. So the European Union is very complicit in also, not only from the European side giving protection to transnational corporations, but actually in demanding these deep changes in national law and the possibilities of national governments having sovereign rights over the activities of transnational corporations in their countries. So that is a major concern also for what would be the outcome of an EU agreement with Colombia and with Peru. On the specific question about whether the European Union is specifically supporting, training of police, I don't really have knowledge of that. But I do know that in the case you are referring to, in the period actually before that, the Peruvian police had carried out extraordinary torture of a group also of indigenous people and protesters that looked, the photos had been taken of this and were suppressed for a long time, but a bit like the Abu Ghraib story, the methods that were used were very much like those used of, extraordinarily personal humiliation and so on of these indigenous peoples, and one leader also lost his life as a result of the torture. But in the case of the European Union, I mean, those of us who are involved in Lanzando Alternativas, I mean, that is this bi-regional network, which is working for change, not only in Latin America, but also in Europe, are extremely concerned about the impacts that we can expect from the Lisbon Treaty in relation to the military aspect of the Lisbon Treaty, where there is the establishment of a rapid force from the side of the European Union, a rapid military force and an army, and distortion of budget priorities in terms of military research and so on. So we do expect that these things will not be too far behind the the free trade agreements that Europe is imposing on continents like Latin America, but though it's doing similarly in Asia and in Africa with these free trade agreements.